Walking into the studio now is the man, the myth, the legend, the hairy-faced Chris Walker, principal of Muncie Central High School. And what I know is that the beard is well, it's filling in. Are you going Brad Pitt-type beard, Principal Walker, or are you looking for the full-fledged, you know, mountain man look?
Well, I don't know if my name and Brad Pitt have ever been in the same sentence, so thank you for that, Steve.
Absolutely.
And good morning.
No charge. Good morning.
Thank you. I don't know. I've kind of trimmed it up. And
looks good and tight.
The kids, as I walk through the hallways now, they don't look at me kind of as crazy as
a typical day.
A typical day. You know, now
that's not true.
Now that they've gotten a little used to it. But as I run into a few of our parents and grandparents around town, they make comments that they're like, "Hey, my student told me about this that you were kind of letting your beard go." And I said, "Yeah, I've never done that before, but I'm giving it a shot." Right. So at least right now, no one's told me to completely ditch it, so we're going to give it a shot still.
We're glad that you're here. This is the principal of Muncie Central High School. He is a Bearcat. He is Chris Walker, and he is live in our studio this morning with a lot of things to cover. And again, for those that may not have heard this segment before, we've been doing it how many years now?
I mean, this is my seventh year, Steve, and you got me started almost shortly after I arrived.
We do it because we want the community to know what's going on. I mean, we know there's reading and writing and arithmetic and all that stuff, and you know, we're always proud of our scholars too and the work they do from a scholastic standpoint. But behind the scenes, we get some different sort of looks when you come in to do this. So we appreciate this, and I know pulling you away from school is difficult, because you got a lot of important work to do there in the building. But thanks
yeah,
for
sometimes
doing
it's tougher than others with our schedule and all the things that our students and staff are involved in. But Steve, I try to every time before we leave thank you for the opportunity to let us on your airwaves, let everyone know what's going on in the world of Muncie Central. And as long as you'll continue to have us back, we'll be here
forever. We will do it forever.
Great.
As long as I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. Let's
not
talk about academic awards. Let's just dive into that subject.
Yeah, so we have a couple things that this time of the year that come up that we always get a chance to recognize our students for what they do in the classroom. So right now we have two students we'd like to recognize. Nora Quirk. Nora was selected as Muncie Central's recipient of the Storer Scholarship. The Storer Scholarship has been around for a long time here in Delaware County. Most people probably remember that the school that was named after Mr. Storer, you know, existed, and Mr. Storer was quite a businessman and banker here in town that was quite wealthy and left part of his estate for a scholarship that's been endowed for many, many years.
That's great.
And each high school in Delaware County selects one person for that. And our winner this year was Nora Quirk. And Nora is a fantastic student leader for us. Academically is, you know, like almost a 5.0 on a 4.0 scale with all the weighted classes and tough classes that she's taken over the course of her high school career. But Nora was selected as our Storer Scholarship winner. And then we just received word yesterday, so hot off the press.
Oh, this
Steve.
Is brand new breaking
yeah,
news.
Yeah,
where's the breaking news sounder?
Right.
Breaking news sounder.
But the National Football Foundation, what we consider to be one of the most prestigious academic awards for Indiana high school football players, their Central Indiana chapter has a Scholar Athlete Award, and our very own Titus Waters was selected as one of this year's Scholar Athletes. So he'll be going down in April to the Colts Complex for a really nice banquet, and Coach Padgett told me he'll end up getting some kind of like Heisman-type award, like the trophy. But Titus is a fantastic student athlete. I think most of us know Titus, and the last time I was on your airwaves, you kind of challenged me to go have a cage match with him. Luckily, he did not accept. Or maybe I did not offer when I got back to that send-off for him for state finals. But Titus obviously is a gifted athlete in wrestling and football. But academically, he's close to the top of his class with over a 4.0 GPA as well.
Wow.
And really excited for him to win that award. And we'll be able to celebrate him in April. And Nora is actually in the running for another academic award, Indiana Academic All-Stars. And we hopefully will be able to make a nice announcement at some point in April.
Wow.
comfortable with where she stands with that. So our Bearcats are getting it done in the classroom.
This is Principal Chris Walker, our guest live in studio on the new WMUN, The Talk of Muncie. This is Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell, and we're talking about fine arts now. Let's do some info behind the scenes about that at Central.
Well, we're very blessed. I always feel like that our fine arts programs are one of the anchors for what we do at Muncie Central, whether it be with our performing arts, with band and choir, what we do in our actual art classes with our 3D and 2D artists. So we're very blessed with our fine arts program, but want to give a shout out to Mr. Jones and Mr. Durkach with our Bearcat choirs. They sent 38 of our Bearcats down to our ISMA, which is our state music association, their state solo and ensemble. All of the students who participated in our ensemble and our solo events received a gold rating. And we also had one of our students, a freshman, Sean Wyatt, got the highest rating, which was gold with distinction. So in their performances with our State Music Association, did a fantastic job. And to walk away with gold ratings at state solo and ensemble is a really big deal.
Chris Walker, principal, Muncie Central High School. Lo, those many years ago when you were a student, did you sing for any of the school events?
I did not.
I was in one operetta.
Really?
One.
Okay.
So apparently it wasn't very good because they didn't ask me to do it.
Well, maybe it was so good that you couldn't duplicate that.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
The performance was Where's Charlie? I was Charlie.
Okay.
And I misunderstood the premise of the operetta. So, Where's Charlie? I thought I was always supposed to be off stage or behind the scenery or whatever. So I never came up front. Apparently, that was a misnomer on my part.
Was that before or after you were a tree in one of those productions?
That was in elementary school.
Okay, okay.
You remember that story?
I sure do.
I'll tell that one closer to Christmas for those that haven't heard that. It's a good one, though, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Okay. Now, what is this? AP artists.
Yeah.
What's that?
Our AP artists. So Miss Doherty and Mr. McCallop, who are our art teachers, 2D and 3D. They do a fantastic job with our students. Steve, it's amazing to see the talent of our students in terms of their artistic ability. So we actually had a partnership with the Muncie Makes Lab just right over here off Walnut Street, where they actually hosted a show for our AP artists where they could display and kind of welcome in the community to see their work as they're prepping for their portfolios, for their advanced placement submissions that'll be coming up here in May. And it was a fantastic crowd. My wife and I had a chance to go by there, and my daughter and my son, and check out all their work from their 2D creations and their landscapes, and then our 3D creations with some of the sculptures and things that they've done. Truly phenomenal work. We posted some of those pictures on Twitter, but wanted to give a shout out to our AP artists, kind of some unsung heroes of Muncie Central that put in a ton of hours, really not for a whole lot of credit. They're not really on display a lot. So for them to have this opportunity to display their artwork in a very professional setting was fantastic.
All things Bearcat this morning with Principal Chris Walker on the new WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Let's go into athletics for a little bit. You mentioned Titus and the greatness he had with the grappling and so forth. Wow, he undefeated until the very end.
The very end,
holy
yes.
Holy cow. And I know I was bummed. I was on vacation when the Bearcats, the boys basketball team, fell out of the tournament. But what incredible steps have been taken for the
Absolutely.
Bearcat boys team.
Yeah, I mean, truly phenomenal. And I was talking with Coach Olam the other day, and we finished the season 15-7 in the regular season, obviously lost to Mount Vernon, who ended up making it into the sectional championship there, and probably picked the worst time of the year to probably play our worst game.
Hey,
it happens, right?
Yeah.
But we had a chance to talk just the other day, and it's like 15 wins, knowing that the recent history that our program's been through and just struggling to be successful competitively. And
Good things are ahead.
We're just over the moon with the direction that the program's headed. And Coach Olam was in just the other day going to work out with some of our kids individually. And, we're really excited about the trajectory of our basketball program. And, it was fun. One of the fun things about being the principal at Muncie Central is you always hear stories about back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And the historic North Walnut Street Fieldhouse back in the day was the place to be.
Yep.
And while this year we had some great crowds, most folks from back in the day would tell you that, it was nothing near what it used to be, which is probably right. But it was nice to see that buzz back in the field house this year.
Uh-huh.
And we always appreciate you and Wolf Boom Radio for coming out. Excuse me.
Yeah.
supporting our student athletes and, and broadcasting our events. And, you know, it's just nice. I feel like that here in Muncie and Delaware County, when our local high schools, when their athletic programs are successful, it just, it really makes things really nice around the community.
Yep.
And
I know you're got to be excited for your Delta brethren and your Wapahani dudes for their success.
Hey, we're excited for both of those programs. Coach Detweiler up at Delta and Coach Luce at Wapahani. We feel like that we should have had Coach Detweiler. We had him down 15 and let it slip away. And I'm pretty sure Coach Luce, with that one loss they have to the Bearcats at the very first game of the year, knows that they let that would probably slip through too, because they were definitely a better team at that time than us. But wishing both of them good luck in the semi-state, and hopefully they get a chance to play for a state championship.
Last couple of quick things here. North-South All-Star Game, you have one to be proud
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely. So speaking of Coach Olam, his son Joey, who was a transfer in this year when Coach Olam took our basketball job. Joey's been a fantastic student athlete for us. Had a great football season, great basketball season, but just got a prestigious honor for him. He'll be representing Muncie Central and part of the North squad with the annual North-South All-Star Football Game. That'll be in July, on the 14th of July at Decatur Central. Always a big deal to have one of your high school students on that North-South team, and we're excited for Joey. He did make a commitment to go play football at DePaul next year, and we're excited for that as well. But Joey will be representing the Bearcats in July at that All-Star Game.
I see there's also a state finalist.
We do.
This Saturday the 18th.
Yeah, so our unified bowling team, which is comprised of our special education students and some of our partner athletes, but our unified sports here in the state of Indiana have taken off over the last several years, and it's a great opportunity for our students to be able to compete. And our unified bowling team won their sectional, and then you got to wait and find out, okay, did we score high enough to be able to make it into that top realm to go to state? And we're currently ranked 15th, and we'll be making the trip this Saturday to the state finals. So congratulations to all of our unified bowlers.
Yeah, I was out of town when that basketball game happened. A little rundown on how that went.
Yeah, so our unified charity basketball game, students versus faculty, the students nipped us. They got us.
They seem to always
be. Man, they rub it in, too.
My
boy Josh Johnson and Joey Stover and those guys, boy, they don't ever let us forget that every day since then they beat us. And but that is always one of the funnest nights on the calendar for us, and a great chance for our community to come together and support our students and see them outside of the classroom and out there having fun and a good time. And probably the best part of the night is Billie Jean from Michael Jackson came on in the middle of the game, and next thing you know, Joey Stover's in the middle of the court, literally doing his dance like Michael Jackson. So if you haven't seen it, I'll make sure that you get a chance to see it, Steve.
Please do.
Joey's quite the entertainer, but always a great night, and appreciate everyone that supports us and all of our students.
Thank you to you, Principal Walker, and all of your teachers, your educators, your staff, everybody behind the scenes, working hard every day to make sure those kiddos have great experience, good learning in the classroom and elsewhere within the confines. Thank you for your great work.
Well, Steve, as always, thanks for the opportunity. And you always give me a chance to kind of give a platform for shout-outs. And this is the time of the year where any principal worth anything is giving a shout-out to their teachers and their staff. I mean, we have spring break next week. I know all of us are aware of that. I know you were joking about daylight savings time on my drive-in and whether people knew that or not. But we know it's spring break next week. And it's that tough stretch from when you get done with winter or Christmas break to spring break. But our staff is doing a fantastic job. Our teachers are doing a great job. And we are... Any of our success at all at Muncie Central is directly attributed to what our staff does for our students and our families. So we love them, we appreciate them, and I hope they get some rest next week, and then we'll be back. And next thing you know, you and I will be talking about graduation and summer school and all those fun things. So it's coming faster than maybe we wanted it to.
Awesome. No. We love it. It's all good. Principal Walker, great to always talk to you.
Thanks, Steve.
As we continue with more of Delaware County Today,